This is episode 81 with Britt and Tara. Every ounce of your being is made up of molecules of energy vibrating at different frequencies that determine your experience here on planet Earth.
This podcast's intention is to inspire you to elevate the vibration of your energy for yourself and for all of us. This is The Elevator.
Hop on in and ride into the ethers with Britt and Tara of Elevate the Globe. Basically, I'm putting out lack energy as I complain that's going to bring me more lack. But I didn't connect the dots before that complaining about cleaning my house is keeping me in a certain state of abundance that is lower than the level that I want, you know? So it's about cleaning out and letting go of things at all different levels, physically, mentally, emotionally, all of it, you know? Welcome back to The Elevator. And before we get into this incredible episode, we want to thank this episode's sponsor, Osea. And it is our favorite, literally our favorite. We maybe say that a lot about products, but it is our favorite skincare brand. They are non-toxic, vegan, cruelty-free, and is basically a seaweed line that is so natural and so beautifully aligned with everything Elevate the Globe stands for. And it works so incredibly. Like Tara and I were out of all of our stuff and it really changed our lives.
I know. And Britt's been stealing for many, many months now my advanced protection cream. So it's this like super rich, deep hydrating moisturizer. So for people with really dry skin, especially during the winter up here, in the Northern Hemisphere, you know, it is such a great moisturizer, but I use it all year round and my skin doesn't want anything else anymore. I feel like it's just such a natural, like it makes my skin beautiful and glowy and it just feels so good that I can't really use anything else.
Right? I know.
No.
And that's the face cream, right? That's the thicker one?
Yes. It's the thick one that you love.
Yes, I love that one so much. And I'm obsessed with so many of their moisturizers. On my face, I use the Blemish Balm a lot, which I've talked about on the podcast. But I also love, for the whole body, the Anti-Aging Body Balm. It's literally the best lotion I've ever used. It's not oily or greasy, but for dry skin as well. It works so well, and a lot of you may know, Tara knows, I have the driest skin ever. And
oh, I know. It's crazy. Like, even your daughter tries to give you lotion.
She does. So, yeah, this works so well. It smells so good. It's just the best thing to put on after a shower. So, I'm excited because we have a new shipment coming in to get more of that. So we left the link in the show notes. Definitely check out their stuff. And this is also a great gift to give for the holidays and to stock up on for yourself. We're also doing a 12 Days of Christmas giveaway on our Instagram, and Osea will be one of the days giveaway. So check out, look out for that coming soon. And again, go to osea.com. Our link is in the show notes to check it out.
So if you haven't subscribed, rated, or reviewed the Elevator podcast yet, we'd love to see what you have to say. We always love reading all of the reviews that you guys leave us. It makes us feel so good to know that, you know, we are changing lives and you are loving all of the guests and all the topics that we are having here on the podcast. So if you screenshot your review and send it over to theelevator@elevatetheglobe.com, we will send you our magic morning checklist for a beautiful and magical morning.
So today's guest is us.
Our favorite guests are us.
Yes. And
we love our guests, but I mean, we love to just do solo too.
Right. Duo. I know. Yeah. We love that you guys are giving us such great feedback on these solo episodes that we're doing more of as well. And we're just having so much fun, really channeling information and tapping into what you guys need, what the collective is asking for, and what the universe wants to say. So that's what we're going to do today.
Perfect. Love it. So Britt, it's so funny. So you guys know just how we're set up right now. I don't even have a microphone in my hand. I'm doing this via Skype because Britt and I are separated right now and we're in the Aquarian age and we're learning how to work with technology. So it's weird. I don't have a microphone. So I'm like a little thrown off. But you know, Britt and I have been talking a lot about many different things over the last couple months that have been happening. But one of the biggest things is, and Britt just kind of brought this up before we even got on this call, was, you know, she's been getting a message about like, what do we always talk about like starting new things and setting goals and getting to the thing. And, you know, we're always talking about the new stuff, but we're never really talking about how we're wrapping things up, how we're finishing things, how we're moving through the finish line, how, you know, we're tying things up with a bow and closing loops, you know, and releasing things and letting things go. It's a less desirable, somewhat desirable conversation. However, there's so much magic that lies in, and there's so much universal law that lies in the letting go stage.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, we feel like, especially around this time, if you're listening to this, you know, when this comes out or a little while after, we're ending a whole decade of 2019. We're ending a year. And so, you know, it does tend to be all about like the resolutions and what's next and what's coming and what are you going to be doing, you know, for Christmas and the holidays, whatever you celebrate, what are you going to be doing in the new year? What do you want for the next year? All this stuff, which is so essential. But, you know, whether it's the end of a decade, the end of a year, the end of a relationship, the end of a chapter, whatever it is, if we're not really conscious about the energy that we're going out in, then that energy is going to come with us into the next phase. And so if we really want to be up-leveling and elevating and taking things to new heights, we can't be taking all this old energy with us into the new stuff. So we have to consciously undecade.
I love it. Britt, you coined that awesome phrase. And we're actually having an event coming up in December all about this up in Malibu. So we'll talk about that in the lobby talk. But you know, it's a big deal. It's the end of a decade. And I think you even mentioned, Britt, last time on the podcast that you were so intrigued that there was a Mercury retrograde happening, you know, at the very end of the year, right? And that retrograde is still, if you're listening to this when this comes out, you know, is still happening and Mercury will go direct on November 20th. So, you know, Mercury retrograde, all retrograde periods are kind of like a review period, a time of like tying up all of the loose ends, closing all of our loops, like skating through and like blasting through the finish line on a lot of things that we haven't, you know, maybe paid attention to or enough attention to that it deserves. And what's interesting as well is, you know, Neptune has been retrograde for a good majority of 2019 and it's going to be going direct in Pisces on November 27th, so towards the end of the year. And when Neptune is retrograde, it's like we've been seeing our lives sort of with like the rose-colored glasses. So Neptune's like the planet of, you know, dreams and fantasies, and we wear rose-colored glasses a lot with it when it's in Pisces, especially ruled by Pisces is ruled by Neptune, all of it. So, you know, the rose-colored glasses have been off. We've been seeing kind of our realities like a lot more. And you can kind of see this in 2019. There was a lot of, you know, stuff coming out, like, you know, the fires that have been happening and the Amazon that have been happening for many years are, you know, all of a sudden a huge focus. There's huge wildfires in California. People are starting to really focus and pay attention on how we treat the earth. You know, big themed things have been kind of, the rose colored glasses are off. We're seeing our realities. And so this is sort of like a great, it was like totally timed at the end of a decade for us to kind of look and take a stark look at the reality. And it's going direct here. So it doesn't mean that, you know, the rose colored glasses go on and we just kind of stop thinking about these things. It's been a time to adjust where we're going. So with the adjustment comes the letting go. You have to let go of stuff or else you become so weighted down that you can't go anywhere. It's like wearing like 10 pound weights in the end of the deep end of a pool. You're just going to sink.
Right. And the other thing that's happening is it is the retrograde in Scorpio, and we're in Scorpio season here. So it's about like how can you go deeper with what you're letting go of? So it's kind of like, oh, you think you're
getting real,
like
guys.
You think you're going deep or you think you're letting go, you think you're releasing, now go deeper. And you may be thinking, well, like, what does that mean? How can I do that? And you may have no idea kind of where to start. But what we can do is we can really use energy work and really go deep with our meditations and move the energy out of our subconscious mind, out of our body, and then also consciously with mindset and journaling and with your thinking and your ideas and your feelings and all of that, focus on, you know, looking back to the root of anything that you're holding on to and consciously making a decision that, you know, you're not going to live in that energy anymore and consciously choosing to create momentum in another direction.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, this is a big practice to kind of cultivate, mm-hmm. I feel. And, you know, we always talk about like focusing on, you know, focusing your energy and, you know, you can actually really focus in your energy on letting go of things, right? Like focus in super deeply on letting go of all of this stuff. And what it does is it creates a vacuum, right? It's funny. I had Eat, Pray, Love, the movie on background this morning.
That was like my breakup movie. When Justin and I broke up, I would watch that movie and I loved it. And it would just make me so happy.
Right. It was actually like such a Sagittarius energy. I'm like, I want to travel. I'm going to book a flight to, you know, Spain today. I just feel like I need to leave. And I'm like, just relax for a second. But you know, even when she's in India, she's talking to the guy, I forget what his name is, but he called her groceries. And he's like, you know, if you could just stop overthinking about all these things, about all the things that you need to let go of. She's trying to let go of this boyfriend, you know, that one, James Franco, she's trying to let go of him. I'm like, he goes, if you could just stop using all of your mind power to focus on him, you know, and just like completely like let it go, you'd create a vacuum in your little tiny mind. And what would be coming through is like God and the universe and everything that you know, want to start your next chapter of life would just rush in. But until you start letting go of some of those things, you know, you're not really creating that strong of a vacuum, right? So it's like, how can you kind of come to zero with a lot of things? And that's been a theme for both Britt and myself over the last few months is like, it's uncomfortable sometimes to fully come to zero when you're trying to go in a new direction, but you kind of have to come all the way to zero, meaning there's a vacuum that you've let go of all that you can let go of that cannot be brought into the next part.
Yes. And if you're not familiar with the vacuum analogy around manifesting or around letting go, you might be able to figure it out. But just to give you a little more insight, you know, it's a vacuum can suck in everything very, very quickly and it can fill something up. God, we could vacuum this house every other day and it'll be filled with Iris's hair. It's crazy. I digress. But, you know, if you have it filled up, then you have no room to like bring in more. But if you let everything go, then so much can be like shot and sucked into your life so quickly, and it can literally create a whole new reality. But, you know, a lot of times our mind is so filled up with past thoughts, ideas, traumas, you know, our body is filled up with stagnant energy, our chakras are not, you know, they don't have enough room to spin correctly. There's not a balanced amount of energy where you're letting things go enough to bring in more. And, you know, we can get caught in the past with all of this stuff because we just don't have room to bring in new stuff. And then we're wondering, like, why does this year look the same as last? Why did I not, you know, reach any of my New Year's goals or resolutions or whatever it may be? Maybe it's that, you know, things haven't changed at the pace or at the caliber that you want them to. Whatever it is, it's like, that's a big place, or the first place to look is like, how much space do you have created for those new things to come in?
Right, exactly. You know, it can look a lot like a lot of different ways for you, you know, in terms of like how you create a vacuum, right? So, you know, for me, it's weird. It's like, even with the cleanse I just did, I literally just kind of created it feels like I created a vacuum in my body. I got rid of, you know, a lot that was sitting in my body, and I feel lighter, and I feel like I have more energy. And, you know, you're sort of, when you let go of things, you feel lighter. You feel like there's more for you to fill up, right?
Yeah, exactly. So it can be something like a cleanse like you did, or it can look so many different ways. You know, I've been doing a lot of decluttering because that's like a thing for me. I've been really watching my thoughts a lot. So, you know, if you're looking to go into more abundance or whatever it is that you're looking to bring in, it's about really looking at what your thoughts are. And sometimes, you know, this energy could be really sneaky. Like, you know, little things I'm realizing, like complaining about cleaning the house. It's like, well, that is an energy of not being grateful that you have a house. It's an energy of not appreciating that you have a safe space to live in, that you live in a beautiful place. There's plenty of people who would love to have a home to clean that are homeless. Like, you could go so deep with it. So basically, I'm putting out lack energy as I complain. That's going to bring me more lack. But I didn't connect the dots before that complaining about cleaning my house is keeping me in a certain state of abundance that is lower than the level that I want, you know? So it's about cleaning out and letting go of things at all different levels, physically, mentally, emotionally, all of it, you know?
So we are quickly interrupting the podcast for a word from our sponsor, Elate Cosmetics. And if you guys have been listening to the podcast for a while now, you know that we are so in love with Elate and all that they are doing. But they have a new collection of colors out for autumn 2019, and it's called, of course, the Rise Collection, and, you know, so aligned with Elevate the Globe. But we love how sustainable, you know, this brand is, that you can just drop in new replacement fillers for all of the colors. And we just love how it makes us feel when we're wearing it and when we're putting it on. And, you know, that's part of the whole backstory of Elate is really starting to have us rethink about, you know, how we are wearing makeup. And it used to be very much a ritual that people would do. And it was something that was very coveted. And we'd paint each other as, you know, we were putting makeup on and we'd do each other's makeup. And now it's just become such an automatic thing that, you know, that's one of their big goals, is to really turn it back into this ritual instead of part of just a routine, right? And so it's making makeup very special, and you feel that way when you have it and when you're putting it on your face, at least I do. So, you know, this makes such great gifts for the holidays, and we've actually have a code for 15% off anything on their site if you guys want to try it out. But you head over to elatebeauty.com and use the code ELEVATE15 for 15% off. Again, that's elevatebeauty.com, and the code is ELEVATE15 for 15% off. Yeah, at all levels. And, you know, if a little yogic practice for you guys, if you're like not even sure what it is that you need, if you're even like, you know, not even sure that you're not letting go of things, or, you know, kind of like to just sort of see where you're at. Because this is when I realized myself personally, when I did this practice, that I had an issue with holding on to things and not letting enough go. So it's called the 1 minute breath. And what you do is just sit in easy pose, or you can sit in a chair with both of your feet on the ground. And you just can sit with your hands in Gyan Mudra. So your index finger and thumb tip are touching. And you are going to inhale for as long as you can, up to 20 seconds. So, you know, if you can hit 20 seconds, great. And then you're going to hold for 20 seconds. And then you're going to exhale for 20 seconds. And so it doesn't have to be 20 seconds, but it needs to be like equal intervals. And so, you know, you can start with 5, 5, 5 and see how it feels when you inhale. Is it easy to inhale? Is it easy to hold? Is it hard to exhale and then inhale again? So that's where I personally was having some trouble, was I could easily inhale for 5 seconds. I could hold for 5 seconds, even longer. But exhaling was really, really difficult. It left me winded. And then I had to immediately inhale and I felt like I couldn't hold as much. And then, you know, I got completely thrown off. And it was because initially in that first breath I took, I knew that the balance of the prana and the apana, the sort of receiving, the organizing and the destroying, the generating, organizing, destroying, the God cycle was off in my body and it was off in my world. And it was creating lack because I couldn't let go of things. Like, you create lack if you can't let go. That's what happens. So anyway, it's a good little practice to do. You could do it for like 3 minutes. Even try it for just one time, 1 minute. Because most people, it's 20 seconds, you know, is pretty hard. So you could even do it for 1 minute. But just try, you know, try that to see kind of like, you know, in your body, where you're at with letting go and where you're at with receiving, where you're at with holding. As we are in Sagittarius season, you know, we've got to, it's all about expansion and freedom. And what gives you freedom is by letting go of the things that keep you from expanding. So that's why we go through Scorpio season first, is because we have to go deep to let figure out what needs to be let go of and pull it up so that we can be free of it and expand. If you try to carry all that with you and expand, you're expanding all of that crap with you.
Exactly.
So it gets bigger and bigger.
It gets bigger and bigger. And so, you know, that's why it's so important to just really evaluate and become aware of, you know, where we're all at, especially at the end of this decade or whatever chapter you're in right now, if you're wanting to move forward into a new one in any capacity. You know, it's really about becoming aware of what you're ready to let go of and then not focusing on that, not focusing on where you're at, but really creating new momentum in another direction. So, you know, the meditation practice is the thing that helps us do this the most. You know, the Abrahams talk about this a lot, but if you're having like a shitty day or you find yourself in a crappy situation or whatever, you know, there's not that much that you can do in that moment about it because it's something that you've manifested from the past that has momentum. Mm-hmm. So the best thing you can do is to just make a decision to manifest better moments and a better future. And so, you know, by waking up early in the morning and by meditating and starting off your day in a higher vibration and just bringing in more of these practices, we create momentum for our future manifestations to be higher and better and for us to feel better and then manifest from that better feeling state. So, you know, this is really part of the whole process and a big reason why it's so important to bring in daily high vibrational practices. Because if you're always kind of trying to backtrack and be reactive and be like, oh, like, I hate the place that I'm in right now. Like, I just want to change it and I don't know how. It's like that energy isn't what's going to manifest and create the new reality that you want. It's going to keep you there. So what can you start to do today to create the next week, the next month, the next year with new momentum that's really able to generate new things. And to do that, you know, it's a really big part of it is to let go.
We gotta let go. Yeah. And especially as we're subconsciously undecading, it's like, you know, it will behoove us to let go of a lot of things that we've accumulated, you know, in the last 10 years. And that might be stuff. So, you know, watch Marie Kondo's Netflix special and read her book, you know, get rid of your stuff that isn't sparking joy and, you know, finding happiness in your thoughts and in the current reality that you've created, and start to, you know, follow the joy and expand the joy throughout the end of the year so that everything that starts to come to you is more joyful and exciting to you. And so the way you do that is you got to let go of all the stuff and all of the complaining and all the feeling like, you know, you're being reactive to everything, and start being proactive with your emotions and your thoughts and your feelings, and start to follow those. And yeah, I'm excited to kind of see, you know, how we as a community are going to kind of move forward into this new decade. And we're excited because we are going to be doing a 5-day challenge.
Yes. It kind of feels like we're getting out of a relationship.
Yeah. With a decade.
Like, it's kind of like in a breakup. Like, you don't want to be this angry, awful mess. I mean, sometimes you are, but in some sense, you want to come to terms, at least with yourself, in a good place. Like, looking back on, you know, what did I learn? What can I take away from this? What can I be grateful for? Or else you're just going to take that energy that you didn't like from the past relationship into all of your new ones. And we can only look at ourselves here, you know? It always comes back to us. So yeah, that's why, you know, we are really excited to launch this free live 5-day Raise Your Vibration Challenge to, you know, really guide you and really all come together to focus on us and focus on, you know, how can we become really responsible for our own vibration, create positive momentum and practices and habits in the direction that we want to go, and really leave behind and heal and let go anything that's holding us in the past or holding us back from where we want to go. And that's what this 5-day challenge is going to do. And we're all going to do it together.
Yes. So when does it start, B?
So we're starting on Monday, December 2nd. And, you know, we're really excited to go into the new year and even the holidays, you know, in a different energy. Maybe you're somebody that's normally really stressed around the holidays or have a lot to close up with work or whatever it is at the end of the year. And we really want to start early, start proactive, you know, really generate new energy now and in the beginning of December to then carry us in to this new decade, 2020, on the right foot, and, you know, really get some big energy around this with a huge group of us that can all, you know, expand our individual energy when we're working together in community with this group. So we have a lot of amazing stuff we're going to share, and a lot we're going to do in 5 days. And
yeah, and then we're going to be ending with a live event together in Malibu on the 8th. So Sunday the 8th. So we'll, you know, fully do the 5-day challenge together. And then if you want to meet us in person on December 8th, so that Sunday at 9:30 a.m., we're going to be doing a consciously undecading workshop at the Mindry in Malibu. So, you know, come for a sort of early brunch time class and workshop, and then, you know, go hang out in Malibu for the rest of the day.
Yes, we're so excited. And we have Jen, who's one of the founders of Mindry, coming on the podcast in 2 weeks here. She'll be our next guest. And she's just created this beautiful space that we're so excited to host this workshop at. And we have Jenny Wolf, who is a crystal sound healer, doing her sound bowls in Shavasana. And it's just going to be such a perfect way to end the challenge and, you know, go into this new year. So we hope, guys, that this was a really fun episode. We hope it was really inspirational and serves you for this next chapter, this next decade, and kind of helps get you on track. Make sure to sign up for our 5-day challenge. So we'll have the link in the show notes, and you can also head on over to elevatetheglobe.com/raiseyourvibration2019. So this will be the last live challenge of 2019. All you have to do is put in your name and email to sign up, and there'll be a full yoga class. There'll be recipes, so many great resources, and we'll be live every day to, you know, give you tips and some really good tools for mindset, pivoting, energy work, all of it. So get in there, go over there right now, sign up, join us.
Yay.
And what else, Tar?
And come see us on December 8th at 9:30 a.m. at the Mindry. So we love you guys, and, you know, cheers to letting go these next few weeks. So you guys, before we head out, one last thing. We have created a journal prompt to guide you through this conscious undecading, to have really help you with the mindset work to, you know, start to really let go and carry in new energy to the new year, the energy that you want to carry, right? That you want to take with you. So head to the link in the show notes, and we will have a link there for you to put in your email, and you'll get the journal prompt quickly thereafter. And can't wait to see what it does for you. And with that,
may the pure light within you guide your way on.
Sat Nam.
Sat Nam.